In awe, in thrilling, new, living sound. Kill me with that cool.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I know it comes as no surprise to all of you that Browns training camp is coming up 31 days from now. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for the complete schedule, and you're really going to want to register for your free, I emphasize free, training camp tickets beginning Thursday. That's Thursday, tomorrow, June 26th at 10 a.m. You start registering training camp tickets. They're free, but you must register online Thursday, tomorrow, 10 a.m. at ClevelandBrowns.com. Great to have all of you with us. We have had a fast-paced, electrifying show with Ross Tucker from the NBC Sports Network, former Brown offensive lineman, of course, Doug Deacon, all of you that have contributed. Our producer, Jason Gibbs, has lined us up in good fashion. Hanford Dixon's here, Michael Regeye. And, Dog, before we go any further, I want you to take a minute. You have once again hit it very, very big for the terrific causes that you put together, your Hanford Dixon Horseshoe Casino Golf Invitational. Tell us all about it coming up in early July.
Really looking forward to it, Michael. It's July 7th, and the venue, we're going to have it at Canterbury Country Club. And everybody
That's a big
knows,
league, man.
Oh, it really
oh,
is.
Yeah.
Canterbury is a nice, nice track. I just wish I could hit it as good as that course deserves. But I'm going to bring in Ozzie. We're talking about Ozzie. Ozzie Newsome is going to come in for that. Austin Carr. We talked about Kevin Mack. He doesn't have a choice. He's going to be there just to name a few guys. But again, that's going to be at Canterbury Country Club. And everything is going to protect the Cleveland Animal Protective League. That's
Very nice.
Where all the proceeds are going to
sure.
go. And anybody that want to just call 216-297-4911. That's 216-297-4911. And or an email at horseshoeclegolf@caesars.com. That's Horseshoe Cleveland, CLE Golf at caesars.com. So really would love for everybody to try to help us out in this thing. It's going to be a great, great cause, mm-hmm. and looking forward to it.
Beautiful, Dog. And it's coming up quickly, so make sure you get aboard by all the avenues that Hanford just mentioned. The event is July 7th. Hitting it big for the good cause, as always, Hanford Dixon's Horseshoe Casino Golf Invitational. We'll talk. We'll continue to throw it out there tomorrow, Friday, to make sure that you're just blown up way over the maximum from what you can handle.
Well,
that's the best way to go.
And that's well appreciated, because I know Browns Nation is strong out there.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. And they like to come out and check you out and check Ozzie out and Kevin Mack out. It's a beautiful thing. Let's check out a Mailbag Wednesday. You got to do it by hashtagging mailbag on Twitter at Browns_daily. And to do that, let's bring in our esteemed producer, Jason Gibbs. How you doing, Gibbs?
Hi, guys. Doing well. Outstanding show on this Wednesday. This tweet from Paul Myers, guys, and it's addressed to Hanford. Can Desir be better than Gilbert?
Ooh, mm-hmm. ooh, you never know, because you never know where that play is going to come from.
Division two,
actually,
young man.
Actually,
dog.
We're excited about having the young man.
Yes,
but I don't know. That's asking a lot for him to be as good as Gilbert. But you know what? I would say yes. But the chances of that happening, no. But yes, he can be as good. So I'm looking forward to the competition of both of these guys, all the corners that we have in training camp.
Lindenwood University, Division II. Now, so you think, I talked to so many young men that are high school football standouts, and Dog, they all say, oh, yeah, Reg, I'm not being recruited, though, by Ohio State or Notre Dame or Texas or, or Alabama. Young fella, listen, you get a chance to play Division II or Division III football. If you have the skills and the capabilities to play in the NFL, you go distinguish yourself. They will find you. right? Hanford. I mean, and here's a classic case of Pierre Desir, a Division II talent. He's got size. He's like Gilbert. He's 6'1", close to 200 pounds, and he's going to get a long look from the Browns.
Well, he's going to, Michael, and he deserved that too because, I mean, obviously we didn't take this kid in the fourth round for nothing. I mean, there's some talent there. I mean, anytime you get drafted out of all the players that are that maybe have an opportunity to get drafted, and a lot of them don't, but we decided to take a chance on him, and I'm looking forward to watching him play. Haven't watched that much of him, but that's going to change here coming up real soon because, that's one thing I dive into. I want to dissect all those cornerbacks, and not only that whole defensive backfield. Yeah,
I'm going to be standing on the sidelines with you because I always love it. Yeah. Dog gets real physical. He'll hit me, bump me, give me a shot.
That's right.
My God, look at that. Look. Okay, I'll be there with you. We'll check it all out. Hashtag mailbag, Gibbs. What else do we have here on Mailbag Wednesday?
Another DB question from our first the second guys. What do you think of the recent comparisons that have come out comparing Joe Hayden and Justin Gilbert to Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield?
Well, let's don't get carried away now. Come on. We can't get carried away on this thing. I mean, Frank Minifield, Hanford Dixon, you're talking about the boys, legends right here.
Yeah.
Bump and run specialists. You know what? On a serious note, I kind of like that. We only hope.
It's flattering, is it not?
It really is. It really is. And I just hope that those two guys real soon can play at that same level that Frank and I played. And there's no doubt in my mind that they will not play at that level because both of them work extremely hard and they're very talented individuals. So I'm looking forward to that. And nothing would make me happier than walk up and give them a little pat or a high five or, you know, just say, guys, good job.
Absolutely. I love young men who come into the NFL and are historians of the game, and they understand who came before them. You talk to Joe Hayden knows all about Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield. I like that.
And one thing we all like and one thing we all know, and I think all of us agree on, if Joe Hayden, Justin Gilbert play extremely well, that make the Cleveland Browns a better football team. And we all want this Cleveland Browns football team, Michael.
Change the culture.
Yes, yeah. You got it.
Change this culture
you got
that
it,
has
partner.
Just dragged everybody down. And yet, losing stinks in professional sports. It just does. It can be suffocating. And there's been enough of that around here. That's why I'm so enthused about a culture and an atmosphere that's starting to skew positively.
Well, and the good thing is, we talked about it earlier, it all starts with the coaching staff and the message that they're putting
That's
into
right.
these players.
Yep.
Michael, you know what I used to always say? I used to always say it, and people have heard me say it, and I'm sure you've heard me say it many times. I used to always say, expect to win.
Yeah,
expect
there
to
you
win,
go.
Because if you expect to win, you'll find a way to win. And you know this coaching staff expects to win.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about having them. But
it's going to be a lot of fun. How about one more quick with Gibbs on a hashtag Mailbag Wednesday?
Sure. Two, actually going to do two of them real quick. For
okay.
One from Gabriel Michaels. Wanted to shout out to him. Loves the show. Listens to the podcast daily. He's deployed at the U.S. Embassy in Tripoli.
Oh,
I Company, 3rd Battalion, 8th Marines.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you for all your service. Yeah.
And then Mike, finally, want to get your thoughts. Do you agree or disagree, guys? Some people need a building to fall upon them before they get it. Josh is one of them as his apologists.
Michael, you want to hit that
well,
one?
Well, listen, again, I want to believe that this young man is understanding and is – I know he's bright, and I know he's capable. And let's hope it doesn't take that his whole world has to come crumbling down, and with it, a year-long suspension for him to finally get righted. I believe that Josh is going to use this time to find a way, Hanford, to understand what needs to lie in front of him.
And I gave my comment earlier. That's why I shouted to you. And I know we're pressed for times, but you hit me up on Twitter at Hanford Top Dog D.
There it is. Dog, it was great. We'll do it again tomorrow and Friday. Loved it. Look forward to it, man.
Boop, boop, boop.
There it is. You got to love that. We appreciate Ross Tucker joining us today from NBC Sports Network. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. We appreciate also hearing from both Jake Matthews and Mike Evans with regard to Johnny Manziel. You guys were fantastic today. For our producer, Jason Gibbs, great job, Gibbs, as always. Forehand for Dixon. I'm Michael Regei. Hope you enjoyed this edition, everybody, of Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll see you again tomorrow at 1 o'clock right here on ESPN Cleveland. Keep it locked down. Hooley and Gerard coming at you next. So long, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.